Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number 3, our third and final, to start off this new week on the early line on Sports Grid. It is a Monday. Donnie Wrightside is back. I am Ben Stevens. Some more Super Bowl reaction to the end of this year, and of course, the long offseason in the NFL that awaits, and all of our discussion points that we will carry on from now in mid-February all the way until early September. Yes, the 2024 NFL season is done. Our final football game of the year comes to a close yesterday evening in New Orleans. But the football talk is far from ever being done here on the grid. But we will catch you up into all the action around the association that you need in this third and final hour. Anthony Davis injured in his opening game in Dallas. Nico Harrison in some instant karma in the state of Texas as we await Luka Doncic's Laker debut on this Monday evening as well, in a great and chaotic college basketball weekend. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The NCAA Tournament DRS next up.
44 days, I believe, was tweeted out yesterday by one John Rothstein that we are waiting. It was actually 45 yesterday, so 45 to 44 today, that we will have a bracket. And that's the great part about it, because you're looking also at baseball. Like, we're like, I think it's 45 days, by the way, for baseball season as well. We are on the cusp of sort of that convergence that we absolutely love. And in the Northeast here, the days get a little bit longer. The days get a little bit warmer at this point. So just because football is done for the season, we sort of get upset by that. But just basking in the glory of football season for me. Like today, Ben, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have the money line. It's going to be like an after party. Me and Kevin celebrate the Eagles' victory. I'm going to get myself some lunch. I'm going to hit some sporting goods stores, buy a hat, buy a hoodie, and sort of say, you know what? The Eagles won it, but you get to relive it all week because the actual parade is not till Friday, which is Valentine's Day. Should be a big time in the city. So I mean, we'll bask in this glory of this NFL championship all week long in Philadelphia. Two Lombardis. Oh, man. Oh, it's so nice. It sounds so nice.
The city of brotherly love on the day of love.
Champions.
Celebrating the second ever Super Bowl in franchise history. Donnie, I know you probably had robust plans to take the missus out to dinner, candlelit, wine, whatever she desires. And now you don't even have to do that because you can just turn on the TV and watch the Eagles Super Bowl parade.
Exactly. I mean, just unbelievable stuff. Relax this weekend. We're supposed to go to Atlantic City Saturday night. Maybe we just say, you know what? Let's skip that thing here. Let's just embrace everything. Yeah, we got dinner plans on Friday night. I'm taking the wife and the daughter out, my two Valentines. Wow. And then Saturday we had the AC. But you know, let me ask you this. Do you know who also is staying in Atlantic City on Saturday night?
It's got to be Joe Lisi.
It's Joe Lisi. So there you go. The meetup will happen down there. Everybody out there that knows, you're more than welcome to come to Atlantic City. We're going to celebrate Valentine's Day and our love of the Philadelphia Eagles all at the same time.
Where are you going? To Ocean?
I will be at the Borgata. Joe Lisi will be at the Tropicana. We got to pick a meeting time somewhere. But the one thing's for sure, the fight on who's going to pay for the drinks here. Do you think I can beat Joe Lisi at that? Now, I won't be drinking. I will partake in some other things. But, you know, Joe Lisi picking up the tab, probably
That's what he does.
Minus 1,000, minus 5,000 at that point. Yeah.
It'd be the upset of the century. It'd be Goliath going down to David if you pick up the tab before Joe Lisi. I do just like want to say this here.
Yeah.
Yo.
You know, don't rub Tony the wrong way, brother. You know, be careful. Listen, I just also want to throw this out there. I was supposed to, my fiance Chloe and myself, supposed to have dinner with Lisi and his significant other. Don't want to spoil too many things for that guy on national television. But we were supposed to have dinner together on Sunday night here in Manhattan.
Wow.
That would seem like a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, but that's for Joe Lisi. Lisi, though. Lisi will text me behind the scenes, like, how about dinner in the city Saturday? Does not understand who I am. Number one, I don't eat dinner, and I'm not going to the city. But it seems like a comp, like he's just shocked that it can't be happening. So there you go.
So we'll report back later this week to see if we are still on for dinner.
He's a busy man.
On Sunday. It would seem like a lot of moving parts from AC to NYC and to go kiss the hand at a certain joint down there in Soho, DRS.
Yeah.
But we'll see if that plays out. It will be a week of celebration in Philadelphia. It will be an offseason of celebration in Philly with the second Super Bowl championship ever in Eagles franchise history. But now the conversation, Donnie, because we have seen it often, it seems, here as of late, repeat teams in the biggest game of a year to have the opportunity to go back-to-back as a Super Bowl winner. Will the Eagles repeat as a Super Bowl champ in the 2025 NFL season? That was the question for all of you good folks in Fade the Public. At Sports Grid on Twitter, will the Eagles repeat as Super Bowl champions next season? Simple question, simple answers, leading to a bigger conversation. Yes or no? In more than 82% of the public, DRS saying no, the Eagles will not repeat as a Lombardi Trophy winner for two consecutive NFL seasons. Donnie, did you fade the public with all of your birds backing, but being a very unbiased man in sports media?
I am unbiased, but today I'm extremely biased with the Eagles winning a championship. You could have put that poll up there that said, will the Eagles repeat the next 15 years in a row? And I would have voted yes, absolutely. That is what's going to happen. But understand this. It doesn't matter how good your football team is. The NFL stacks the deck against you the following season on purpose. That's what makes the NFL great. Do they love dynasties like the Chiefs? Sure, they do. But they live on every team as an equal chance to win. And if you're not as good, we're going to try to bump you up here by giving you a better schedule here. The Eagles' schedule is incredibly tough next year. And if you don't have home field advantage, that's certainly going to change things up. We have to go on the road to win playoff games as opposed to be home. And understand this year, too. The Eagles were not the number one seed, but there was an upset of the number one seed, the Detroit Lions, which gave the Philadelphia Eagles home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and they used it to their advantage by winning a world championship. So it's not hatred where only 18%, let's just say, have voted yes. It's damn near impossible to go back-to-back.
There's only been 9 back-to-back Super Bowl champions in this era. First ever Super Bowl, of course, the 1966 NFL campaign. 1967 is when it was played. 59 years of the Super Bowl era in the NFL and only 9 back-to-back winners, including the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, most recently. It is difficult. The odds would say the Eagles have a great opportunity. One of those 3 teams in a 3-way tie for the second best price at 7-1, only a half dollar behind KC in the Eagles, Donnie. Better than $2 in front of everybody else or $2 in front of everybody else in the NFC. Who's their biggest challenger? The Lions, a lot of change. The Niners, uneasy offseason. The Commanders, can they capitalize on the optimism and momentum? Of course, we have that weird thing in the NFC East We have not seen a back-to-back divisional winner in the NFC East now in 30 years, and the Eagles did win the divisional championship in 2024. That, of course, would be prime playoff position. I voted no. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the Eagles have a disastrous Super Bowl hangover and go 6-11. I think Philly's going to be there and have a great shot to even play in the NFC Championship game. And Donnie, something we said early on in our discussion about the Eagles, they are the pantheon of the NFC. You can try to find those contenders, but when it comes to being the pinnacle of the sport, it's Philadelphia and everybody else.
Yeah, it is. And again, you're looking at the NFC. Look at the teams above them. They're AFC teams, which seem to be the stronger opponent. So why can't the Eagles repeat? Well, it's probably going to be an AFC team that's going to give them the toughest play if they do make the Super Bowl. But there's a long off season to go. Teams are getting hungry. And the Philadelphia Eagles, will they be fat and happy next year? It's going to be a dead season.
We will talk about it, but some NBA news next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so the football year is done. Again, as we have said, plenty of NFL offseason conversation coming your way. Next big event in the National Football League. Just a few weeks in a great hosting city in Indianapolis. It will be that NFL Scouting Combine, the 2025 NFL Draft, the opening round Thursday, April 24th, I believe, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If they could send Donnie on site to cover the draft in Green Bay, as you heard right there, he would be thrilled. But Donnie, as the actual football season is over, a lot of our attention here across the Spiz Grizz Network on TEL, it will turn to hoops both in the NBA and in college basketball. It is the middle of February, 5 weeks from last night, Selection Sunday, when the NCAA tournament bracket will be released. And this upcoming weekend, All-Star weekend already in the NBA. Last week was deadline week around the association. Last weekend was one of the most dramatic and seismic weekends we have seen during deadline week, perhaps in NBA history. Of course, highlighted by the Luka Doncic to the Lakers and Anthony Davis to Dallas deal. Well, AD made his debut for the Mavericks on Saturday afternoon and was putting on a dazzling performance in Big D. One that almost allowed everybody to say, okay, maybe, maybe this Nico Harrison guy was onto something when he said the acquisition for the Mavericks of Anthony Davis was win now. Only in the third quarter for Anthony Davis to sustain a non-contact injury. That non-contact injury is this, a left adductor strain. He is set to miss multiple weeks already. His absence could stretch to a month. And Donnie, that was the kind of ironic thing of the Luka Doncic deal. Part of the reason it seemed as though the Mavericks were willing to part ways with a generational superstar was because of his conditioning concerns, to only say, hey, we'll bring back in Anthony Davis, who has not necessarily been the epitome of health in his NBA career, to see this happen immediately. Yeah, something karmic had to be at play on Saturday in Dallas.
Anthony Street closed Davis once again back in. It's not his fault. Some guys are injury prone. He's not injury prone because he doesn't want to play basketball, be a great basketball player. Some guys' bodies just break down differently. But understand this, too. I don't know if I've ever seen a trade. And forget about, because Anthony Davis is a great player. I mean, he really is. He'll be a Hall of Famer, and he does great things on the court. But to trade away, like, the heart and soul of your team, which your fan base absolutely adored, and then try to play it off, then get the player to come back and be like, thank God he's going to bail us out, Ben, as an ownership where he's playing great basketball, to get injured for a couple more weeks, which then sends the Maverick season into turmoil. It might have been the worst PR week and a half you can have in any sport in history that we saw. Was there anybody that backed this up in the Dallas? Like, you know what? They're really worried about Luka because, you know, again, he's overweight. Resounding. Like, when you have to go to your fan base and say, I know you're so upset, We still want you to come back next year. How about we just give all of your money back for the remaining games here? We'll give you to you in cash, and hopefully you can understand what we're doing, and you'll be back next year. No organization does that. That's how bad a PR hit was, where it cost them millions of dollars in actual cash to your own fan base to try to say you're sorry on a deal. Crazy.
Donnie, they were protesting outside of American Airlines Arena in Dallas, both after the trade happened last Sunday and this Saturday, to basically say, if we don't get Nico Harrison's head on a stake, we will not be happy ever. Anthony Davis, in the performance he put up, again, 31 minutes for Dallas in his debut, 26 points, 16 boards, 7 assists, 3 blocks, was 10 of 18 from the floor. And the Mavericks knocked off their in-state rivals in the Rockets to win their second consecutive game, to be in a postseason position, albeit in the 8th spot in the play-in tournament grouping right now. And Donnie, that would not be enough. The Mavericks making the playoffs, even with a healthy Anthony Davis, not enough. They could win the Larry O'Brien trophy this year, not enough. They might be able to win it next year. Yep. Maybe not enough to deal away Luka Doncic willingly. And now for the instant karma, and it sucks for AD, because kind of in the conversation, Donnie, we treated Anthony Davis like he was this washed up Shaq on the Celtics hooper. He is still playing at an all-pro level. He was an all-pro last year, still doing that this season when healthy. It had been relatively healthy for the Lakers ahead of the week before he was dealt to Dallas and then was putting on a performance for the ages in his Dallas debut on Saturday afternoon at home in front of the Maverick faithful. And so it sucks for him that he was kind of discarded in the trade, his reputation slightly slandered, and it's been like his injury-prone nature that really has nothing to do with Nico Harrison's decision-making or Luka Doncic as a whole, that is like the instant karma reaction to this trade happening almost immediately. It really does suck for AD, but it is that instant karmic reaction that is the irony of this entire situation.
And the Lakers have always pulled off this magic. Understand about Los Angeles. You have to sell tickets. You have to justify those massive prices for court lines, for courtside seats. And now you go from, let's just say, the Shaq to the Kobe's, you know, to the LeBron James. And now you have your superstar, your global superstar for, let's just say, the next decade here. What a great business move for Rob Pelinka and the Los Angeles Lakers. Because, Ben, even if it doesn't equate into victories or a championship, the Lakers are always about superstars and superstars in the building to watch other superstars. That was a legacy-defining decision to be able to pry him away. Is it great for basketball? We'll find out. But a business decision, that is an absolute grand slam home run for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Luka Doncic expected to make his debut on this Monday evening. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Now, the Lakers, ahead of the deadline, on trade deadline eve, late Wednesday evening, made another splash in the acquisition of the young big man from Charlotte in Mark Williams. The Lakers traded Dalton Connect, their promising rookie this season, to the Hornets in return. But that trade was rescinded over the weekend, sending more shockwaves around the association. Why? Because of a failed physical from Mark Williams before the deal was finalized. We'll talk more about that and what it means for the Lake Show up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on the Early Line football season, now officially in the books. We try to catch you up on everything you might not know about the NBA following deadline week in the National Basketball Association ahead of All-Star Weekend this upcoming weekend in San Francisco. Donnie, a flurry of moves in the most chaotic, dramatic, and seismic NBA trade deadline week maybe ever. Of course, Luka Doncic is now a Laker. Jimmy Butler is now a Golden State Warrior. Anthony Davis is a Dallas Maverick, but was injured in his debut, now out for probably a month. So many other moves. The Lakers made another splash on trade deadline eve Wednesday evening in the acquisition of third-year big man Mark Williams, who has been plagued by his own injury issues, only 85 games played in total in his first 3 years in the association, fewer than 25 this season. And a failed physical now leading to a rescinded trade between the Lakers and the Hornets. So welcome back to Los Angeles, Dalton Connect. Mark Williams stays in Charlotte. The deadline has passed. The Lakers cannot make another deal for another big around the NBA. Donnie, what was your reaction to the Lakers making the deal initially for Mark Williams, adding that young and athletic big man, but knowing his injury history, now having that deal rescinded?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It was a buyer's remorse that the Lakers had at that point. Did they make the deal and then realize 24 hours later, like, ooh, how can we get out of this? Which is simple. You can always get your medical team to say this isn't working. Because correct me if I'm wrong, Ben, I want to say I read the press release that was like, oh, we knew he had a certain injury, but we didn't even fail him for that. It's for another thing that we're not going to release. And also, Dalton Connect, we knew coming out of college, the most polished offensive scorer in the draft here and was providing some pretty good depth to the Los Angeles Lakers. Had some great nights early on coming off the bench and or starting. It was one of those eye scratch, like, ooh, but they knew they needed a big to replace Anthony Davis, so it made sense on that physical level. But then again, rescinding the trade, I asked the question again, was there actually buyer's remorse where fans weren't happy? Maybe they didn't think it all the way through. They made the trade out of haste. And if there's anything whatsoever wrong with Mark Williams, they were going to send him back, and they did. How about for Dalton Connect? Boy, what a whirlwind. They're like, oh, man, I'm going from an organization that's in Los Angeles to one of the dregs of the NBA. Now I got to get out of my apartment, maybe my lease, maybe buy a new house. Maybe I'm here. I might even head to the practice facility. Oh, by the way, you're going back to L.A. Congratulations.
And even without Luka Doncic yet to make his debut, as we thought maybe early could happen Saturday at home against the Pacers, no LeBron James in that game. Austin Reeves is like, Dalton, I got you. Cooper DeJean, I got all of us. He went off for 40 plus and 15 dimes, whatever it was, against Indiana. The Lakers have won 5 consecutive games, 9 of their last 10, 31-19. The Lakers in the 5 spot in the Western Conference, just a half game behind Houston, who is on a small slide from what would be the 4 spot in the Western Conference, hosting an opening round playoff series. And that's before Luka Doncic makes his debut. So here is where the Lakers are right now. Updated win total 49.5, -4,500 price to get to the postseason. A 9-1 number to win the Western Conference. That got down to +750, Donnie, after the Mark Williams deal, when it seemed as though they had added a promising young big. Now, not necessarily the case. Donnie, in your estimation, what is the Lakers' outlook for the remainder of this regular season? What does success look like in LA with LeBron and Luka?
It's so hard that you say that, because when you start just saying LeBron James, synonymous with I need to get to the finals and win finals. That's my job here as one of the best players on the planet still at his age. But success for me, success would be get to the playoffs, win a round or two, be competent enough to possibly make the conference finals. But I don't see them winning here. Like, honestly, I love Luka. I think he's a great basketball player. They still have a lot of things to work out and not a lot of time to get those factors in. And you're right, they lost a great defensive big, which they don't have now. Success for me is to leave myself into this offseason going, you know what? LeBron's going to come back. Luka's going to be 100%. We'll add a piece. Now we're ready for a championship run. Show me a championship caliber run here without winning a championship, if that makes sense. That's success for me.
I think bare minimum would be one playoff series victory to get into that second round of the Western Conference postseason. But it would be funny, right? Because the narrative of coming up short with Luka Doncic and LeBron James by the time we get to April and May, it's certainly going to have a lasting impact. We'll show you where the odds are right now around the association as we get ready for All-Star Weekend, way past the midway point of this 2024-25 NBA campaign. But trying to get you caught up on maybe everything you missed while you were paying attention to football in the association. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie. I am Ben. We are past the midway point of this NBA season. That might sound crazy to you if you've been fully invested in football. Every team in the association has played at least 50 games, some 51, 52, all around the NBA. All-Star Weekend is just a few days away. This upcoming weekend in San Francisco, that's nuts. Only 82 regular season games in the NBA. Most teams have like 30 left. That's it, to make those playoff moves, to try to get into the play-in tournament, out of the play-in tournament, into the top six, to just already be into the NBA playoffs. A lot to be determined in terms of those seed lines and our postseason contenders in the NBA down this home stretch. Last week, we talked a lot about the odds within the Larry O'Brien Trophy and an NBA championship around trade deadline week. Put a pin in those odds, a huge moment in time in the NBA season with all that we saw, where they would change, where they are now, so on and so forth. Same story here, DRS, at the end of the NFL season, if you will. The Celtics, the reigning champs, who have been the favorites all year long, remain exactly that, plus 195. But the Thunder have closed the gap, plus 230, just 35 cents behind. The Cavaliers, at this current moment, have the best record in the NBA. Excuse me, the best win percentage is now with OKC, but Cleveland at 42-10, best record in the Eastern Conference at plus 850. Knicks, Nuggets, they round out the top five. The Lakers move back ever so slightly after the Mark Williams trade was rescinded and taken back at 22-1. The Grizzlies had that second best mark in the Western Conference. So note these odds right now. And Donnie, the story is still that tier of two, very short at the top, the Celtics and the Thunder getting closer to neck and neck.
Yeah, and also it's interesting to still see when you see the, you know, standings there, 42-10. That's the Cleveland Cavaliers, not the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are 37-16. They're 5.5 games clear, but yet you take a look at that price point, plus 195 and plus 850. And we always have to remind the viewers, the NBA always priced a lot differently because the anticipation is once you get to the playoffs, if you're healthy, a seven-game series, the cream's going to rise to the top. Not like we saw last night with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. You got one game to prove it. If you bring your A game, the other team doesn't, you win, you don't get a second chance to try to climb back into that said series. So the Celtics at plus 195, not really a bettable price for me, even though we do think they're the best team in the NBA, just not record-wise right now. OKC getting Chet Holmgren back, that plus 230 makes a ton of sense. But the Cavaliers, again, if it's lining up, unless they collapse, they're going to have home court advantage in the Eastern Conference, which is a big deal. But also the NBA, the haves and the have-nots. Like, I don't think the Lakers should be 22-1. That's not even a betting price. I'm maybe 35-1 or 40-1. Well, Donnie, you can't do that. I get it. But who else are you going to put in there? The Bucks losing Antetokounmpo for a couple weeks now, 32-1 price. The Grizzlies, do you trust them at 27-1? The Clippers, you know I love it, 36-1. So when you look at the Lakers, but then try to look at the other teams, you're like, it actually makes sense. They're 22-1 and not 35-1.
Changing and moving odds in what was a moving and transformational NBA trade deadline week, but it still feels, Donnie, like those teams at the top who did not have to make a blockbuster deal to be considered a contender are that. Do the Cavaliers have something to say? 42-10, 5.5 games clear of Boston for that one seed in the Eastern Conference, perhaps. You would still give the C's the pedigree, not just based on the NBA championship a season ago, but all that this young core has done together in the Eastern Conference. The Thunder still on the come up. They have a 7.5 game lead in the Western Conference. The Grizzlies have been the two seed often in the last few years in the Western Conference. Can they make do on it? The Nuggets have some pedigree. The Knicks, a small bit of pedigree. But again, those two top teams really there for a reason. How about the award odds at this moment? OKC, best record in the NBA, 42-9. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the hefty MVP favorite around the NBA, minus 650. Victor Wembanyama, minus 2,000 to win Defensive Player of the Year. His teammate in San Antonio, because of some injuries at the rookie spot, is now that Rookie of the Year favorite, Stephon Castle, who was a top five pick this past summer at 2-1. Cade Cunningham, most improved player and a slight odds-on favorite. Peyton Pritchard, Pritch better have my money, minus 160. In coach of the year, Kenny Atkinson in Cleveland, elevating this Cavaliers roster, minus 550. Donnie, hefty favorite to win coach of the year award.
Yeah, Pritchard coming off the bench, certainly a fine look there for because he gets the bomb away. He's playing in games that they're close, and then he's padding stats in games that maybe the starters are already out by the end of the game. But you take a look at SGA at a minus 650 price today at the FanDuel Sportsbook to win the MVP. You're basically just betting against him at this point, Ben, getting injured. It looks like he's in the bag, and quite frankly, he's had a wonderful season. You know who else had a great season? It's Nikola Jokic at a plus 430 price. And then Giannis, 75-1, the next closest. So SGA, as long as he doesn't get injured, he's going to win that. If he does, it's going to be Nikola Jokic. But I do agree that Kenny Atkinson has a great season so far, minus 550 price. Udoka, the young up-and-coming Rockets here at a 10-1 price. I still think there's chances for that to change. As I said, it would take a monumental effort for the Celtics to jump over the Cavaliers, but the allure of the Cavaliers is they're playing great basketball and they're the one seed, deservedly so, and maybe Udoka and the Rockets can capitalize if the Cavaliers do slip back, let's just say, to the two or the three seed. But I don't see that happening here. Fun markets, but a lot of them look like they're almost shored up at this point.
I would say most are decided. You could probably make an argument in rookie of the year. Could Zachary Risacher do something? Maybe. Mm-hmm. He was the number one overall pick. Zach Edey making a charge with the Grizz. Dalton Connect now back in L.A. Jared McCain seemed as though he had this deal, this award on lock when he was leading the banged up Sixers early in the year. Of course, he is out for the remainder of this season. Donnie, it is crazy to say 5.5 game lead for the Cavs in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. You might be thinking, hey, we're still a week out from the All-Star break. There's a lot of time. 5.5 games in 30 games. Things would have to go terribly for Cleveland, who has been the best team or one of the best teams all year long record-wise in the NBA, and they would have to be great for the Celtics to even catch them in that one spot. The Cavs have been the four seed in the Eastern Conference each of the past two NBA campaigns, and they have not seen the Eastern Conference Finals. Can Kenny Atkinson elevate this team now? That will be a question, of course, making a change and dismissing J.B. Bickerstaff in the off season. Donnie, a huge NBA trade deadline week, and tonight a ton of attention in Los Angeles. Pretty good Monday night slate around the NBA, but a ton of eyes will be in LA as we expect Luka Doncic to make his Lakers debut against the Utah Jazz tonight. 13-point spread in favor of LA, who has won five in a row, in large part, of course, without Luka, and LeBron missing a few games as well. 234.5 is that total. Lakers playing great basketball at this moment. And if you're wondering about the Utah Jazz, second worst record in the Western Conference at 12-39.
It seems like the perfect place for the Lakers to get a blowout victory, but we've seen this in the past, and also maybe the gamblers a little bit more astute as well. The FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey opened this game, Ben, at -14.5 for the Lakers. You now see that posted number, -13 here, so maybe a buyback. Yeah, the Lakers can win and by double digits, and you know what? The Jazz can still cover that. But looking at that starting lineup, it's just odd to see the Lakers. Luka Doncic, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, LeBron James, and Jackson Hayes. It just doesn't look right here. But I think everybody is excited for the debut of Luka. And that's probably, even though a bad basketball team in town, that's a hot ticket in LA tonight.
A lot to figure out, right? How is this going to look schematically? There is an idea, well, LeBron and Luka need the ball. They're also some of the greatest facilitators we have seen in this sport. I think they will be fine together. But what does that mean for the rest of the rotation? How does J.J. Redick utilize his bench guys? We just saw Austin Reeves go off on Saturday against Indiana. What is his role? How does Dalton Connect feel being back with the Lakers organization right now? A lot of questions to figure out that we will detail and go through on the other side of the break. And I'll just say this about the Jazz. Again, not a great team, 12-39, but 26-24 against the spread, booked as an underdog 50 times this year. More on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tonight in Los Angeles, Luka Doncic's debut. with the LA Lakers as the Lake Show get ready to host at home the Utah Jazz. 13-point spread in favor of LA. Total at 234.5. Lakers are a good basketball team. Through 50 games, they are 31-19. They've won five straight. They're in the five spot in the Western Conference. The Jazz, not so great. 12-39, but they've been booked as a dog 50 of 51 games. 26-24 ATS. But maybe more than the result, we expect the Lakers to win. Can they cover? A different conversation. We want to see how it all looks tonight. With 77 in gold and purple, the first ever Laker in franchise history to wear jersey number 77, that is Luka Doncic. And not just how he looks, DRS, alongside LeBron James and the rest of his new teammates. This is Luka's first game since Christmas. He has been out for a while with a calf injury, I believe was that final diagnosis. His props for his Laker debut, 25.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 6.5 assists. Frankly, for Luka Doncic, at least when he played with the Mavericks, those numbers are kind of light.
Yeah, they are kind of light. And again, he's coming off an injury in a new town. What do you usually like, though? It could go two ways, right? Does he say, I'm going to be the focal point of this offense. I'm going to drop 35 in my debut. I'm going to be excited and the team's going to set me up. Or is it one of those where I'll get my points, but I want to make sure I'm dropping dimes all over the place to get used to my players here. And they're going to understand what a force I am on the court. So if I look at 25.5, 7.5, and 6.5, you know what I like the best? The assist number. Give me over 6.5 assists. You can never go wrong by helping out your teammates the first time you take the floor with them. Sure, you'll get your points. You'll hustle to get rebounds. But give me the over 6.5 assists to really make that imprint like, damn, this guy's good and he's including us out here.
Completely agree, DRS. I think it's a great way of looking at it for Luka Doncic tonight. 6.5 times. Those numbers again. Yeah. When the expectation with the Mavs was it was Luka Doncic and everybody else, probably 28, 29, 30.5 points, 8, 9.5 rebounds, 8.5 assists, expecting a triple-double basically on each and every night. Now, that number probably more limited. His debut in Los Angeles, he is playing with LeBron James, who's still in year 22 at 40 years old, is playing at an absolutely elite level, and it's his first game back from injury in a month and a half. So all of that mixed into those numbers, but still, I like the 6.5 assists just to be a facilitator, get his feet wet tonight in Los Angeles. The Lakers should win. Yeah. We'll see if they can cover in a big way against the Utah Jazz. 10 games, including that one in Los Angeles tonight, around the association. More injury news in the NBA this weekend. Giannis Antetokounmpo out until after the All-Star break, including this Sunday's All-Star game in San Francisco. He will not play. Trae Young replaces Giannis in the All-Star roster. Milwaukee trying to find its footing in the Eastern Conference. Same story for Golden State out west with the addition of Jimmy Butler. 6.5-point spread in favor of the Dubs on the road in Milwaukee tonight, of course, in the absence of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, probably when we're looking at the total here, 233.5 has dropped to 231.5 live here as you see that graphic pop up. But also understand this, the Milwaukee Bucks did play yesterday, beat the Philadelphia 76ers on a back-to-back. But you know what they did really well? Shot the three-point shot with Antetokounmpo. You know who's going to want to shoot the three-point shot? It's the Warriors here. Do I think the Warriors win this basketball game? Yes, it sets up for them. But if I'm just looking at points here, I think we go over. 231.5 is a lot of three-point shots going to be launched with good tempo in this game.
DRS, a ton of points in Butler's debut as a Warrior on Saturday back in his former town of Chicago. Golden State covered as a 6.5-point road favorite against the Bulls, scoring 132 points. 239.5 was the total. It skies over. Steph still had 34. Jimmy Butler in the game played, as I track it down, 29 minutes and scored 25 points. Got to the free throw line 13 times and made 11. So you're expecting Golden State to rally. The Dubs at this moment, 26-26, even 500, would be on the outside looking in at the Western Conference play-in tournament if the season ended today, although they have the same record as the Kings and the Suns, who occupy the 9 and 10 spots, respectively, just based on some tiebreakers. Golden State trying to make that charge to the Western Conference postseason. Best team In the Eastern Conference, that's the Cleveland Cavaliers at home tonight, hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. 9.5-point spread in favor of the Cavs. Total 229 and a hook. What do you like tonight in the land?
Yeah, you take a look at, you know, some of the numbers here. Opened up at 7.5, now actually live at 9.5. So we're close to 10 points for me. It just seems it's set up here for the Cleveland Cavaliers. You look at the Timberwolves, yeah. Conley, Edwards, McDaniels, Reed, and Gobert. The usual suspects, though, in the lineup for the Cavaliers. One of the better home teams in the NBA. Give me the Cavs by double digits over the T-Wolves.
You know what's interesting, DRS? That line of 9.5 would almost indicate Ant-Man's not playing tonight. The T-Wolves not at full strength. Everybody has a prop listed in the Timberwolves 7-3-1 against the spread as a dog this year. Cleveland, one of the best cover teams in the NBA, not just one of the best records straight up. They are 18-10 ATS at home this season. Next up, let's go to South Beach. The Celtics on the road against the Heat. Boston has basically been a favorite in all but three games this year. 7.5-point favorite in Miami tonight. Total 219. What's the play?
Yeah, actually, that line is rising here. 6.5s now showing 7.5s now as a favorite towards the Boston Celtics. Hero, Robinson, Wiggins, Adebayo, and Ware in the lineup tonight. I'm actually going to go with a little Miami Heat tonight. That South Beach flu maybe for the Celtics. They probably win the basketball game, but I'm not going to pass up that new line here that's sitting at 7.5.
50 of 53 games for the Celtics this year, a favorite, 20-29-1 against the spread. The Celtics haven't been overly impressive, at least based on our expectation throughout the season. The Mavs now without Anthony Davis in a pick'em game at home tonight against Sacramento. Donnie, what's the play? Who wins?
Yeah, man, you know what? Give me Sacramento in this game. 37.5 is that total here. We're expecting a lot of points. The line opened up as the Mavericks is a 2-point favorite, now down to 1. Give me the Kings on the road. A little Zach LaVine action.
Got to change that jersey. I believe it's De'Aaron Fox, the 5 with the Kings, unless somebody has taken that number now. But we'll get to that at a later date. DRS, enjoy what I'm sure will be a Super Bowl celebration with Kev on the money line. We'll talk tomorrow. Yep. College basketball news next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We welcome you back to the Early Line, rounding out these 3 hours together to start a new week at the end of the NFL season on the Monday morning following Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. We tried to get you caught up on everything you need to know around the NBA in this third and final hour. Same story in college basketball. 5 weeks from last night as the Super Bowl was kicking off in New Orleans from selection Sunday, when an NCAA tournament bracket in the year 2025 is unveiled. The field of 68, we are deep into conference play, the back half of conference action all around the nation. Critical games, critical opportunities to bolster the resume and to have a shot of playing in a tournament known as Madness. And, of course, what we will see in the coming weeks. That's 5 weeks from now, though. And believe you me, the chaos and the madness does not wait until March in college basketball as we get you caught up from the weekend that was and look at a couple of these scores. Number one, Auburn goes down at home on the plains to Florida. Second win over a number one ranked team this year for Todd Golden and his Gators when they beat Tennessee at home in Gainesville by 30 a couple of weeks ago. Now, over a month ago, they go to Auburn and knock off the Tigers, handing Auburn their first SEC loss of this season, just their second overall loss all year long. Florida won outright in that game as a 7.5-point dog, 90-81. So we go down just by a rung to the number two team in the country in Clemson, South Carolina. How about this bit of history for Brad Brownell and his Tigers? 5th consecutive win for Clemson against an AP top 5 foe. That the longest active streak in college basketball as the Tigers upend Duke, handing the Blue Devils their first conference loss this year and taking down number two inside LJC, Little John's Coliseum. And it was a festive night of college basketball separation, not just to see the chaos and a court storm, but as Dick Vitale was welcomed back for his first broadcast in nearly 2 years. And that's the scene that he gets. The number two team in the nation upset, handed their first loss in a court storm in Clemson, South Carolina. The beauty of the sport. And how about this bit of history? Again, to echo the idea, all we know in college basketball is often chaos. It's the second time this year that the number one and two teams in the AP poll have lost on the same exact day, both on Saturday, Auburn and Duke upset. It also happened on December 4th when number one Kansas was beat by Creighton and number two Auburn at the time was beat by who? Duke. The first time that we have seen 2 days in the same season of number one and number two going down on the same exact day since the 1978-79 men's college basketball season. How about some upsets in women's college basketball? Texas takes down South Carolina yesterday in a top five tilt. The number two Gamecocks losing to the number four Longhorns, snapping South Carolina's 57-game SEC win streak. It's the beautiful time of year in mid-February in college basketball. Texas A&M in the closing seconds in Columbia, winning outright as a 5.5-point dog against Missouri. Wade Taylor the fourth, a big triple to give the Aggies a big win on Friday night. Man, something about that red storm. Rick Pitino, one of the great coaches we have ever seen in the history of college basketball. The Johnnies go into Gamble Pavilion in stores and knock off UConn, covering as an outright 2.5-point dog, and of course, winning the game outright 68-62. The Johnnies are 12-1 in Big East play. They have won 10 straight. This is the longest Big East conference win streak for St. John's since 1984-85, when the Johnnies made the Final Four, when they had guys like Chris Mullen and Mark Jackson playing for St. John's. Rick Pitino, man, he can coach this sport. Arizona beats Texas Tech in a big game in Tucson late on Tuesday night. Creighton giving the Johnnies a test in the Big East. The Blue Jays have won 9 straight. They're 11-2 in terms of the Big East, and they're the best cover team in conference action in the country. 11-1-1 against the number. So much great college basketball tonight. Keep an eye on Houston laying 9.5 against Baylor at home. Kind of like the Cougs. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern, on a Tuesday on TEL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.